to T-Mobile.
W4DJW Mobile.
How are things on this Saturday morning for you?
Gray and Greer. Gray skies and water droplets in the air. Just dropped Maggie off at the groomer on my way back home. Did not make it to the ham fest today. Was wondering if you did. How's your day going?
Started. I'm just leaving the house. Got to run over by the post office and drop off some paperwork. And then go by Wally World and do a little bit of grocery shopping. And also look for me a new coffee maker. Since my nice power outage that happened while I was gone, all the damage and everything, one of the things that got in the house was my Keurig. So I got to go find me a replacement for it. So I'm off to take a look at that this morning, see what I can find. And just generally running errands. No, I didn't make it to the ham fest either.
Talking about that truck ripping your power line down and taking the power meter off the pole and wreaking havoc in general in the area. Sorry to hear about your coffee maker. But, yeah, you can't go without one of those. You got to have a coffee maker.
A pot so I can brew a pot of it. But, you know, when you only want one cup and if you want a cup of coffee and then you want a cup of apple cider, then you got have no way to brew that. So, like I said, I got to find me something to replace the Keurig. And because I got a lot of coffee pots and I got a lot of apple cider pots and some hot chocolate pots all sitting there at the house and nothing to use them in. So, and I also got to figure out how to dispose of the old Keurig. And it turns out it's a heavy device because I found out that not only is there water in the reservoir that you fill, but there's water that stores inside, and I haven't figured out a way how to get it out of there yet, so it makes it a little bit heavier. Anyway, yeah, like you said, it's dreary, and over here in the big town of Roebuck, that's where I'm headed to the post office. I've been having trouble with the post office. When I order stuff at certain places, they won't ship to my P.O. box. So I found out my post office offers an opportunity to put a street address on there, and stuff that I order that's small enough to go in the post office box will be put in the post office box or will be set so I can pick it up later. But anyway, I'm going to avail myself of that so I don't have to keep fighting people about shipping to my mailbox.
You got your work cut out for you. So I hate we're missing the ham fest. I guess we're two of three amateurs in the upstate that didn't go. Because you're the only other one I heard besides, I think it was Larry that was I was talking to on the way to take Maggie to the groomer. So how is your ham activities going? How's the sideband net? I haven't checked in on that thing in a long time.
That's good. Right now, due to the conditions not always being the best in the world, we start taking pre-check-ins between quarter of and 10 of 7, and then do the regular check-ins, you know, starting at 7 o'clock and everything. And it's improving a little bit. Conditions are getting a little bit better, and the band doesn't go long so fast, so I called it Thursday night, and I didn't start taking any pre-list check-ins until just a couple of minutes before because I got busy on a phone call. But I had 54 check-ins Thursday night, and the band was still good at 7:30 when I finished. So it's doing pretty good. We had over 1,600 check-ins last month.
That's good. That means there's still a lot of people doing that. Those guys on 3913, are they still an issue?
Sometimes. They weren't Thursday night, and I don't know if they were last night because I checked in a few minutes early because I had to be on another net at 7 o'clock and get in onto that. So, you know, they are and they aren't. You know how that is. Sometimes they do it and sometimes they don't. It just depends upon, you know, I guess what's going on in their life. And, of course, I think with the new rules and things, they're they're not so quick to jump back in on us now that the ARRL is now handling the process of reporting people who are violating the rules now under that new volunteer monitoring program.
Well, that's good to hear. That's good to hear that they're cracking down on that activity a bit. Go ahead, pick it up, Jerry, and this will probably be my last one because I'm about to back it in the driveway. W4DJW.
If I was just going to comment, I'm either number three or four that didn't go to the ham fest today. Had other things I had to do. But you guys go ahead. I'm just tagging along.
I know your name here is Rusty, Romeo Uniform Sierra Tango Yankee, Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango over here in the Spartanburg area. And good morning to you. And I'm headed up here. I'm getting ready to make a turn into the post office so I can get inside and catch them during the 1 hour they're open on Saturday that you can talk to the clerks. I'll catch you later, Dave. Good to talk to you. Maybe you'll make the sideband then tonight. Talk to both of you later. 73W2T. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, I backed in the driveway or in the carport. So have a good day. Hope the sunshine comes out. I think it was supposed to be pouring down rain, but it's not. Anyway, good talking to you. And good that we've got four people in the upstate to hold down the fort while the rest of them are in Anderson. W4DJ, that'd be clear.
For EAE. Station M4DJC.
Q4 Echo Alpha Echo. Name is Ryan, and I am on 385 traveling towards Greenville from Columbia.
I'm in Anderson. I'm just off 85, about 2 miles, I suppose. Right, probably about a mile or so from exit 19. Handle is Jerry. Juliet Echo Romeo, Romeo Yankee.
Yeah, I hope you're doing well. Sounds like a number of people have left the upstate to head toward Greenwood. I'm, leaving the Midlands, headed toward the upstate, so you got another ham around to help hold down the fort.
I just had some things I had to, actually had some things that the family had to do today, and I'm kind of holding in the fort here at the house, to be honest with you. So I hadn't 100% decided where I was going to go or not. I guess it's about an hour drive for me anyway, and I wasn't real sure what the weather was going to be like, so I hadn't really solidified any plans to go to Greenwood today, so I just let it pass by. Maybe something else will come up on down a little bit further down the road that I will be able to go to.
Been to Greenwood before, I mean to the ham fest in Greenwood before. My father actually lives in Greenwood, but events like that, Greenwood is not that far away, but just from Columbia, there's no good way to get there. So it takes as long to get to Greenwood as it does to get to Charlotte or Greenville. In fact, I think I could get to Charlotte more quickly than I could get to Greenwood.
Kind of the way it is here in Anderson, we have to drive. I'm on the other side of town, basically. On the interstate side, so I have to drive all the way through town, which is a 15-minute trip to get outside of town to head towards Abbeville and that way to go to Greenwood. That's usually the way I go. At least it was when I was traveling. I was in sales for the last 15 years I worked, and I traveled throughout the southeast. And Greenwood was one of those places I went to occasionally, not very often. But I hadn't been to ham fest in 25 years, I guess. I just have got reactivated back into the hobby again after a long absence. And I think the last one, I'm pretty sure the last one I went to then is, I had to be in the mid-90s or maybe late-90s at the latest, I suppose. It was a nice change of pace to be able to go down there in those days, as I remember, but it wasn't very big, but it may be completely different now because everything has changed ham-fest-wise, I'm sure. I hadn't been to anything in... like I said, I used to go to Dayton about every 2 or 3 years, and then the one in Atlanta, and Stone Mountain, Shelby, Huntsville, Charlotte, and I was living in Rock Hill at the time, so we always had a small one in Rock Hill back in usually in September of each year.
In the past year, I've been to Charlotte, Shelby, and Rock Hill. Honestly, I probably had the most fun at Rock Hill. however, at Shelby, I did make a few purchases of things that I used. In fact, I had everything labeled big box of junk, medium box of junk, small box of junk. I bought a medium box of junk for $2, and I've actually gotten a lot of use out of the junk in that.
We used to spend the night there, back in the late 70s and early 80s. Actually, the guy got me started in ham radio. He loved going there. We'd go every year, and sometimes I'd drive up there from Rock Hill, and sometimes we'd go up there and camp out, that sort of thing, and we always had a good time, though, but it was always so terribly, it was either raining or terribly hot up there, as I remember. I don't remember a single one I went to, probably a 10-year period, where the weather wasn't either raining or hot or something like that. It was always something going on up there, but we always had a good time. And one in Charlotte in those years was pretty nice. It was downtown in those days, and it was a big one as a rule. And we always had a good time at that one as well. In Atlanta, the same thing. Atlanta was downtown at that time, and Stone Mountain wasn't anything like it is now. It was a big ham fest in those days. And I was a president of Rock Hill Club, K4YTZ. I was vice president 1 or 2 years and president 2 years back in the early 80s. So I always had a fondness for that club, and we had a real active membership in those days. And it was a small ham fest, but we always felt like it was a nice one anyway.
I like the guys in Rock Hill a lot. I travel up in that direction a good bit, and I mean, in addition, just where their repeater is situated, I've got a pretty good signal into it from my house in Columbia, so I jump on their nets a lot, and I talk to those guys a lot. That's a good group of guys up there. W4EA.
Tango Mobile. Back in here. I heard the fellow from Columbia come in a while ago when I was getting out of the post office, and I got a little ride to get up to Wally World, so I thought I'd see what was going on. And, yeah, the Rock Hill group is a good. I used to go up to that ham fest years and years and years ago. I used to go over to Rock Hill to help judge a barbecue contest too, because I was a judge in that. It was always fun to go that way. The station just said, "Go ahead and pick it up, and let me figure out who's here there."
Okay, this is M4DJC. I was on here earlier with Dave and you, and we got. I can't remember. I want to say it's EOG or something like that coming up from Columbia. But I lived in Rock Hill for about 15 or 16 years, I guess, worked for Springs Industries up there. So from 79 to about 92 or so, that was my home, and lived in Fort Mill part of that time. But most of the time was in Rock Hill. We had a good group of guys, and I don't think any of the guys I remember are even active anymore. I'll turn it back to the next station.
W2T, this is Whiskey 4 Echo Alpha Echo. I'm Rusty. I recognize you. I'm one of the backup net controllers for the SSB net.
All righty. I thought that voice sounded familiar. I just did the call and everything, but yeah. Well, it's good to have backups. And what are you heading up from Columbia on a yucky Saturday for?
I'm a full-time musician, and I've got a rehearsal in Greenville today that's going to run from 11 to 4, so that's what I'm headed to Greenville for.
Well, I'm a musician, too. I play a lot. I play handbells, and I played in a college band and things like that, and I'm mainly a singer. So I sing a lot of a cappella and a lot of church music. But anyway, good to hear you. And I think the other fellow is Jerry in there, and he and I were talking earlier, so go ahead, Jerry, pick it up.
Oh, well, I'm kind of a musician myself. I can whistle occasionally, but that's about it. And no one wants to hear me sing, so that's about the gist of it. I was a drummer in my early years, but I wouldn't know which end of a drumstick to pick up anymore. It's been 50 years ago, I guess. But, yeah, the weather looks like it's holding out here. I was talking to a guy up in Highlands earlier, and he said it was rain, had a light rain up there. But that's about it. It looks like the the heavier stuff may be coming on in later on this evening. And I'll turn it back to you, Rusty. Can I know you at least you made it to the post office in time. The one here closes. They close at 10:30, 11 on Saturdays, and it's always backed up a mile. People trying to drop off packages in there on Saturday mornings now.
They're open from 10 to 11 here for counter service, and I need to turn in some paperwork, and I also needed a thing of stamps. I got some QSL cards to mail to people, so you can't mail them without postage to go on them. Post office frowns about that. And EAE, is the name Dan that goes with that?
Ryan, Romeo Yankee Alpha November.
Okay, Ryan. I'm sorry. My mind is still in a fog this morning. And well, what instrument do you play, and who are you rehearsing with this morning?
This morning, I'm rehearsing with a band who is doing a show next week of all Pink Floyd music. And I'm playing keyboards and guitar with this band, all not at the same time, alternately. So I'm doing all the synth work for that and some guitar work on some other things, too. So that's what I'm doing this morning. And my full-time job is I'm a singer on the staff of the Episcopal Cathedral in Columbia.
All right. Well, that's a good deal. Well, I sing in church. I sing in the church choir. But I also sing barbershop up here, four-part harmony, and I'm a lead, and I can sing bass when I need to. But I'm a lead, and we're getting ready for a couple of shows in June, get ready to do Singing Valentines in February, get ready to go to competition in March, and got all that kind of music we're learning and getting ready to perform. So, and it's all a cappella, and of course, we sing without the music. It's all memorized, as they say, and it's fun. I've been doing it for about 16, I've actually been singing for 16 years, but I've been a member of the society for about 26 years. I was out for about 10 years, but good luck on your rehearsal and performance. Hopefully you're going to get there in time this morning, Ryan, and get it up. I'll throw it over to you, Ryan, and then you can pass it over to Jerry.
Oh, sorry, Mio.
Well, it sounds like you really enjoy what you're doing, and I mean, I think with anything, music in particular, anything to do with music, the first rule is to enjoy it. So, it sounds like you're doing very well with that, and certainly wish you luck in all your endeavors in that regard. I should make it. I have passed Haywood Road, headed toward downtown Columbia. I mean, downtown Greenville, and that's where the rehearsal is. So, I think I'm going to make it in time.
I think you're doing well. If you're that far along, you shouldn't have any problems with me on that. But sounds like you guys are a couple of accomplished musicians. But good luck, Ryan, on your rehearsal. I hope everything goes well. That sounds like a lot of work, and I know it is. My daughter played a couple of instruments in high school, and she actually repaired instruments here in town for several years while she was in school and before she graduated. She's pretty handy with silver solder and stuff and that sort of thing. But she doesn't play anymore, though. She played the piccolo most of the time and flute. And my wife played the piccolo and flute, and her sister did the same thing. They all played at various schools and universities over the years, but I don't think any of them have done anything in quite a few years. But I'll let both of you guys go, and I'll step out here for a while. I got a few things I need to go downstairs and do. Good talking to you, Ryan. Good talking to you, Rusty. You guys have a nice afternoon. M4DJC clear.
All right, Jerry, we'll catch you later. WU2T. Go ahead, Ryan.
Wonderful day, W4EAE.
ND7J.
And there's a Bob up in Edneyville. Good morning, Bob. And, glad you're ahead of most of the bad weather there this morning, Orion. Of course, it's supposed to get nasty about middle of the afternoon and really be a nasty rest of the day. So be careful when you get back on the road. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi, I'll be right back.
the way up from Columbia, it was light rain, and then in Newberry County, it poured, and it kind of let up as I got into Lawrence County, and then I haven't really had any rain since about midway through Lawrence County, but at least it'll be good for loading everything in this morning.
Get a radar before I left the house, and they figure it's supposed to really start rolling in here, I guess, about 11:30 or thereabouts, and we're supposed to have thunderstorms this afternoon, and off and on the rest of the day and the night, chances go up and down and everything, but that's what it is, and then by noon tomorrow, we're supposed to be in sunshine again, so don't know how to figure out on this weather sometimes. And Bobby, you available again?
I'll be back in a little while, Indy 17.
All right, well, Ryan, I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3s because I'm pulling into the parking lot here at Wally World, and I want to get on inside and start looking for the stuff I'm looking for, see if I can find it. And you have a good rehearsal and a good safe trip when you get back on the road, and we'll talk to you later. W4EAE-WU2T, 7-3s.
W4EAE-73, hope you have a wonderful day. I've got to go as well, so I'll be clear.